It takes a lot of hand labor to harvest raisins, 3 or more rounds of pruning, quality control, and picking, and to pay those workers costs a lot of money. That's why the raisin industry is desperately searching for a way to spend less on labor, creating a larger profit margin. Retired USDA plant breeder David Ramming says he thinks he found the answer in a testing field of crossbred raisin grapes near Parlier.
I happened to notice 2 plants that the fruit was completely dry, and the raisins were approximately the size that we wanted. And we said, wow, eureka. One of those has turned out to be Sunpreme.
In the mid-90s, Ramming discovered Sunpreme after crossbreeding raisin varieties that dry on the vine. The variety eliminates the need for workers to cut and hang grapes and the need for paper trays for sun drying. Ramming says this could be an answer to labor issues farmers face, as the number of workers has decreased.
It has the potential to make a big impact on the industry, its ability to naturally dry on the vine without cutting canes. What that allows is not needing the pruners.
Ramming says Sunpreme could reduce the need for labor so much that a vineyard that usually takes hundreds of workers could be maintained by just a few people. If the raisin proves cost-effective, it could prevent the steady loss of raisin acreage to more profitable crops like almonds or pistachios. Craig Ledbetter is a USDA geneticist that's continuing Ramming's research and release of Sunpreme to growers.
Basically, the raisin industry desires to be more like the almond industry, being completely mechanized. Using Sunpreme, it is one step closer.
He showed me some of these dry-on-the-vine raisins at the USDA's Agricultural Sciences Center in Parlier, where Sunpreme was born.
You can see that it's firmly attached to the vine. You can see that it's fully dry at this point in time. The raisins are dirty from being in the field.
But with any new product, there are concerns, issues like flavor and color. The Sunpreme raisin is a little lighter in pigment and doesn't have as strong a flavor as the traditional raisin.
It's a meaty grape with a good skin on it. It has a little bit of fruity flavor to it. It's not a Muscat type raisin, but it has a very pleasant floral flavor.
Fowler farmer Ron Kazarian says he likes the taste and is excited about the release, but is afraid the raisins will fall off the vine too early.
This variety is falling down on the ground before the machine even gets in the row. What do you think is going to happen when the vine begins to shake? So we would be concerned that all the fruit would be on the ground.
He plans to solve that problem by creating a mechanical harvester that picks the crop by shaking the vine and vacuuming raisins off the ground. Lupe Sandoval is with the California Farm Labor Contractor Association. He says the move to mechanization won't be a huge loss to farm laborers.
With the labor shortage, this will just require some kind of adjustment. There are going to be some workers that will find, I'm not going to be a raisin grape worker, I'm going to be a citrus worker.
Kazarian, the grower from Fowler, thinks turning to mechanization to harvest his crop increases the probability his farm will be able to turn a profit in the future.
The minimum wage is going up. It's getting harder and harder every year to deal with cost of hand harvesting.
He diversified this year by planting almonds to decrease his reliance on labor. He hopes to plant Sunpreme in 2017 when nurseries are expected to release cuttings of the plant. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.